Anchorage's only methadone clinic is so overcrowded it's turning away pregnant women. The Narcotic Drug Treatment Center downtown has 87 patients right now, but funding for only 75. The center places heroin addicts it can't serve on a wait list, a limbo that can last up to 250 days. Ron Green is the clinical director at the facility. He says he's seen a surge in the number of addicts in recent years.
We've just had this enormous amount of pregnant women over the last, I would say in the last 5 years, we've probably treated between 75 and 100 pregnant women here. So we're getting six a quarter. Every 90 days, six pregnant women show up at our door requesting services. So they have overwhelmed the system. So when you combine that with all the heroin we got on the streets here in Anchorage, we got a problem.
Why do you think heroin has become such a drug of choice?
Well, mostly the people can't afford to pay for their prescriptions anymore. So people initially got injured in a car accident or got injured at work and were put on prescription medication, got addicted to the prescription medication. My understanding is a one pill of an 80 milligram Oxycontin runs anywhere from $120 up to $280. And, you know, they can get heroin for $10, $25 a pop. So it's a lot cheaper to do heroin than it is to find the prescription medication on the streets like they used to.
It sounds as if the clients, the people that you're seeing at the center, don't fit what the common perception is of a heroin addict.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would be surprised, and I certainly understand that thinking because I certainly had a picture of what a junkie looks like. And right now we're seeing people, our average age is probably 22 to 24 years of age, white, female, you know, it's just they're your brothers and sisters, your next door neighbor, your child. People would be surprised to see our people. They're not the disheveled, you know, street people. You know, these are just normal everyday human beings that got addicted to either a medication or and somebody turned them on to heroin and showing them how to get a better high with a needle. That's what we're seeing here, and that's what I've been seeing for the last 5 years, that the people are getting younger and younger. We've had a couple of, I think we had one 18-year-old pregnant woman, but we've had a few 19-year-olds. We got a couple of 22-year-olds in here right now pregnant, so that's what we're seeing.
How difficult is it for you to turn people away?
Well, you know, we get into the field because we want to help people. And when you can't help people, you feel like you're not doing your job. And you know, it's not the, we're still providing interim services for people, so they call up here or they walk in and we will go ahead and do an assessment on them, or at least an initial mini assessment. We'll do some interim services such as they'll attend orientation with me, they'll meet with the nurse and get educated on HIV and AIDS and tuberculosis and hep C and things like that. And for me personally, they have to maintain their name on the wait list, they have to call me every week. To let me know that they still have interest in being on the wait list. And some of the calls that I get are just heartbreaking. You know, people call up. I had a woman call her a couple of weeks ago, and she was just crying and screaming. And, you know, women call me and tell me they're prostituting themselves. And people are, you know, it's sad to take some of these phone calls every week, but people are desperate right now.
And, Mr. Green, how much funding would it take to keep up with the demand that you have now?
You know, I think we need a little over 100,000 more to wipe out our wait list, and that's because of the expense for the medication, the medical director, the nurses that would have to be hired, the a full-time staff person to handle the additional load.
Are you optimistic the state legislature will allocate the funding?
Absolutely not. You know, there's certainly, we have some friendlies in there, and, you know, I kudos to Johnny Ellis and Les Guerra and Harry Crawford and Sharon Cisna and the people who have fought for us trying to help us get that additional funding. But, I mean, we've been through this for the last couple of years. We request additional funding. They keep saying provide them with statistics. We provide them with statistics. They know how much it costs this state annually, which is almost $1 billion of what substance abuse causes. They know that they can save, I think, like $7 for every treatment slot or something like that. But they will not allocate any additional funding. In fact, they flat-funded substance abuse, I believe, for the past 18 years, so we haven't even kept up with inflation.
Ron Green is clinical director of the Narcotic Drug Treatment Center in Anchorage.